She should be arriving any time now. Her plane landed about 20 minutes ago. I know it takes time to get off and get her luggage, but I'm getting a little impatient. Well, I think I'm more nervous than anything. My heart is racing and I feel like I'm sweating up an entire ocean. Hopefully it's not noticeable. I mean, we've known each other for years now, but it seems like it was just yesterday when a mutual friend introduced us because we both like the same nerdy things. We haven't stopped messaging each other since. Nothing seemed to be off limits to talk about, and eventually, we became close. Very close. She was reluctant at first to tell me her real name or show me a picture of her, but when she did, I knew that I was worthy of her trust. I was the first to admit that I liked her, and she was so shocked. She said she needed time to think about it, and after about a month of waiting, she finally admitted that she always had feelings for me, too. She also said she didn't know if she wanted to be in an online relationship, which is fair. But after seeing how devoted I was to her, even if that meant we remained friends, she finally grew to like the idea of us together. Despite being on opposite sides of the country, we've worked together to make our relationship last for this long. We always talked about meeting face to face, but I never thought we would actually do it. I always wanted to do this, but between my work schedule and her college classes, I thought it was going to be impossible to find time for us to just hang out. After so many years of just talking about it, she vowed that the next time she had time off, she would come here to visit me. Oh, shit. There she is. Okay, just stay calm. Act natural. You've talked to her online for years now. We're just meeting face to face for the first time. Nothing too shocking about that. You got this, Cartlin. Don't get any sweat on her cute outfit, okay? Hey, you. I was afraid that you got lost in there. Here, let me help you with your suitcase. No, it's not too heavy. I'm a strong guy. I can handle it. Now that's settled. I'd be a terrible boyfriend if I didn't welcome you here, so... Welcome, my oh-so-cute girl... Too much? Okay, I'll tone it down slightly. I was going to announce your presence at every place we go, but if you say no, then I won't. Do you mind if I hug you? I remember you saying that it might take some time to get used to being able to actually touch each other, and... Not in that way, of course. Like, hugging and holding hands. Innocent stuff. I mean, unless you want to do that kind of stuff later. I wouldn't mind it, of course. It's totally up to you. I should probably shut up now, so... was that a yes thing? On the hug thing? Or a no thing on the... Okay. Come here. It's so soft and warm. I've always dreamed of being this close to her. I finally have her in my arms and I don't want to let her go. Is her heart racing from just a hug? At least we're on the same level of nervousness. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? Now, we should probably get in the car before someone yells at us for holding up the people traffic. So, I've been meaning to ask you. How did you convince your parents to let you spend the week with me? You didn't tell them? Then who do they think you're staying with? A college friend they already trust. I'm surprised they let you leave even if it wasn't a lie. How are you going to keep this up? What? You seriously? You have photos of you two together at various places to send to them? Wow, you really thought this through. Even have one of you two at the airport. Well, Did you guys seriously just go to a random airport just so you could take this selfie? Well, I can't say you're not dedicated to the mission. I'm really happy you're here. It means the world for you to go this far to see some guy you met on the internet. After so many years of talking about it, it's finally a reality, and I couldn't be happier. Okay. And nervous, too. I thought I was hiding it so well. Not all of us can be as cool as you. What do you mean you're more nervous than me? What does my perfect girlfriend have to be nervous about? Okay, yeah, being abandoned at the airport is a legit fear. And the possibility I lied about who I was. And just meeting the guy you like makes your heart race. At least you and I have that in common. Except you're a girl, and obviously not a guy. God, I need to stop rambling. It's cute. All this time I thought you would think I'm awkward and leave me, and you think it's cute? You're weird. But that's why I love you. So, I should have said this earlier, but I have no idea where we're going. You didn't tell me where you wanted to go. Your hotel room, eh? Are you planning on doing something naughty when we're alone together? What? You were the one who teased me the other day, saying that you were going to... What was it? Ride my cock the first chance you got? But right now, just being alone in the car kind of makes you nervous. Hell, it makes me nervous, too. Having a screen in front of us really made us daring to say and do all kinds of naughty things together. I mean, geez, do you remember just a month ago, we had a little contest to see if either of us would be caught masturbating on a three-way call with our friend? I believe I won that, by the way. No. I won. I'm not the one who accidentally said daddy before coming. No, just because I called you baby girl a couple of times doesn't mean you won. Whatever. Let's just agree that our friend is pretty clueless if he couldn't figure out what was going on. Have you thought about us? You know, while you visited? You have? Well, I guess that makes sense with all the promises we kept telling each other. I seem to remember you saying that you would give me some roadhead on our way to the hotel. Honestly, with my nerves acting up so much, I might be too distracted to drive, and we don't want that. Speaking of which, I think we just missed our exit. Sorry about that. I'll get us back on track soon enough. Let Daddy fix this. Aw, you're blushing. To think, you would call me that every chance you got, and now, just hearing me say that makes your cheeks red. It's cute. No, I'm not mocking you. I mean it. You're just so darn cute. Yes, you are, baby girl. Accept it. I knew that would make you blush. Well, here we are. It looks nice. It's clean, at least, but then again, we haven't used the blacklight. A know you had to spend as little money as possible, but it would be cheaper to stay with me. It's no trouble at all. I want to spend every possible second I can with you. You'd even get free meals and laundry service. But I'm not going to pressure you. I get that it's a lot just being here and staying in the same room with me. Might be too much. We'll take our time and get comfortable with each other. In the meantime, let's get you unpacked, huh? No, it's okay. I want to help. It seems like you have a lot of stuff in here. Okay. Well, if you're good doing it yourself, I'm gonna use the bathroom. I won't take long, okay? What was that about? She practically yoinked the suitcase away from me when I tried to open it. Is she hiding something? Well, she wouldn't be acting like that if she wasn't. We tell each other everything, even our dirtiest secrets. Well, maybe she'll tell me when she's ready. But until then, I'm glad for one thing. Towels that I can wipe the sweat off with. Better late than ever. So, you, finished unpacking? Okay, good. Did you want to go somewhere in particular, like a restaurant or something? Oh. Yeah, we could see that horror movie you were talking about the other night. Oh, you just want to rest? Right. I forgot that you just got off a long plane ride. If you like, I can give you a massage to help relax you. No need to strip. I can just rub above the clothing. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. I won't stop you. I mean, just lie down on the bed. It isn't too much pressure, right? I'm glad. Now, just relax and let your worries drift away. Oh? What was that sound that escaped your lips? Sounds like someone is enjoying this a lot more than intended. Are Daddy's fingers working wonders on your body? I'm just messing with you, baby girl. Feel free to make any noise you like. I could always make you moan more. Hey, what are you getting up for? Baby, where did that come from? Not that I didn't like it or anything. I mean, I've wanted to kiss you since you got here. Actually, I've been wanting to do that for a very long time. I'm just surprised you would be the one to make the first move. I thought it would take days for us to have our first kiss. Do you mind if we do it again? Seems like my baby girl wants a taste of Daddy. Well, Daddy wants a taste of you too, in more places than just your lips. Do you want me to show you? Oh, don't start teasing me now. A screen can't protect you from Daddy's spankings if you start misbehaving now. Besides, I know all of your weak spots, like your neck. Your spine. especially when I glide my nails down it like this. You don't need to hold anything back. If it feels really good, let me know with your moans. Daddy needs to know if he's taking good care of you. And by the way you shiver at my touch, I would say I'm doing a pretty good job. However, I am going to need to remove your shirt so I can touch more of your soft skin. Okay? Good. Allow me. Daddy's wanted to do this for a long time, along with many, many other things that I'm thinking we might get to. Well, that is a cute bra you're wearing. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but not this. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you were expecting something like this to happen. But it makes me wonder what you're hiding underneath your pants. Just as I thought. A matching thong. Clearly, this was planned. Such a naughty girl. Speaking of which, would you like to tell me what you were keeping from Daddy earlier? It's not like you to keep secrets, baby girl. It's in the drawer? Well, whatever it is, it's nothing to feel embarrassed. Oh. Oh, my. You are just full of surprises, aren't you? You brought a special toy with you? So, not only did you plan the outfit and undergarments, but you also planned on using this when you came back to your room? And to think, you were such a shy little kitten earlier. You were probably going to pleasure yourself tonight if we didn't do anything, weren't you? Imagining this is my cock going in and out of your hungry pussy over and over and over again until you come. How often do you use this? At least 3 times a week. My, my. My horny kitten loves to pleasure herself. To tell you the truth, Daddy is the same. Almost every day, I stroke my cock and think about all the things you would do to me. Stroking, sucking, teasing, fucking. You name it, I've thought of it, all with you in mind. I bet you do the same when you use this. But for now, let's put this toy to good use. Lie on your back, baby girl. And let's remove this thong because even though it's sexy, it's also in the way. You're this wet already and I barely touched you. You really want Daddy to fuck you, huh, baby girl? You want my cock inside you? I need to hear you say it, baby girl. How badly do you need Daddy to satisfy your dripping pussy? That's a good girl. But before I give you what you're craving, I need to tease you a little bit with this lovely toy you brought. It feels good, doesn't it, baby girl? I can tell, but judging by your whimpers, I'd say you want something else filling you. You'll need to be patient and beg nicely. I can make you come over and over again with this. And I want to make you moan so loudly that the people in the next room know who owns you and can satisfy you like no one else can. Like what you see? Go on, touch it. I know you want to. Oh. Yeah, just like that. Feel how hard I am for you. It's been aching for your touch. Oh, fuck, it feels so good having you stroke me like this. I wonder how it would feel having your warm lips around me instead. I wonder how much you could swallow before... Oh! Oh, fuck. I guess you couldn't resist, huh, baby girl? Shit. How deep can you go? You've been practicing on your toy, haven't you? Well, you did a good job, baby girl. I should reward you for being a good girl, knowing how to please Daddy so well. Let me lie down, and you get on top. Keep sucking Daddy's cock while I have a taste of your pussy. Fuck. I never thought I'd get to really taste you after talking about it for this so long. Nothing in my mind would ever compare. That's it. Make sure to swallow Daddy's cock all the way. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Are you about to come already? No, not yet. You're not allowed to come till I'm deep inside of you. Oh, is that what you want? Huh? Do you want Daddy's cock inside of you? Tell me, baby girl. Tell me how much you want it. Okay. Lie down on your back and spread your legs for me. I'm gonna give you what you craved this entire time. You ready, baby girl? Oh, fuck. Oh, so warm and tight. Oh, poor baby girl. You had to be patient all these years, not having Daddy around to fuck you whenever you needed it. Pleasuring yourself can only satisfy you so much, huh? Is that why you came all the way here? Huh? Just to finally have Daddy's cock inside your hot, wet pussy? I hope this is everything you could have wanted, because I'm gonna give you everything I've got, and you are gonna take it all. Oh, fuck. Your moans are so fucking hot. I can't get enough of them. Oh, and your pussy feels so good, tight around my cock like that. I'm gonna have so much fun with you this week. You better prepare yourself. Daddy's gonna take you every way you could possibly imagine. He'll be begging for more. Are you about to come? Wait for me, baby girl. Daddy's close. Hold it for a bit longer. Oh, I know it's difficult, but it'll be worth it. You can beg all you want, but you have to be patient. Though, watching you bite your lip and squirm to try and hold on is so fucking hot. Get ready, baby girl. Uh-huh. Daddy's about to come, and you better come too. Baby, now. Come now. Tomorrow, you're gonna check out of this place and stay with me. Yes, I'm serious. After this week, you'll be back home, away from me. So I want to spend every possible second I can with you. Whether we just go on a little date or we explore all of our sexual fantasies, I want to make sure that this will be the best week of your life. And one you'll never forget.